having seen the photos of this young girl whose eyes were removed, I cried. The war is on the women's body, you know. We speak about war in South Sudan, but we forget about the war that is on women's bodies. The girls and the women are suffering in this country. You have no choice over your own body in this country. It's abuse of human rights. It's inhumane. If it's coming from the father, then the war really is on our bodies, and it has to be stopped, like, immediately. And that father should not see the sunlight again. He deserves to rot in prison, you know. If a father can do that to their own child, who else? And we've seen the abuses of human rights, the abuses of women's rights in this country. You know, we have the highest rates of child marriage in the world, among the worst in the world. We have domestication and abuses of our bodies. You know, women's bodies are actually there for sale. It's because of dowry. That's why all this is happening, you know. So the government really has a lot of work to do. It's insane. It's painful to see and watch the eyes. I saw that and I'm heartbroken.
It is indeed a very bizarre and ghastly incident, and like you mentioned, it's happening in the context of a patriarchal society where male relatives feel entitled and that they have ownership over females within the household. I would like to pick up a point you just mentioned about the father should be punished. We got reports that the father, who is apparently a police officer, Angelo Agang Kut, has been arrested and might be arraigned in court. But how often do girls who find themselves victims of domestic violence find legal recourse? Do you expect justice to be done?
We want justice. We demand for justice for this girl and the other girls who are going through the same. But, of course, we've seen in this country where justice is really denied and it's delayed. You know, it's always a delay tactic. They'll always come in exchange of cattle or in exchange of any other thing, compensation here and there. But justice is abused in this country. I saw that the guy was arrested, but what does that mean for the girls? You know, it's one thing, you know, I am really losing it. I am asking myself, what does justice mean? Because it's one thing to remove someone's eyes. This girl will never see for life, you know? And how many years is this guy going to be in prison? Sometimes I feel like justice should be an eye for an eye. You remove my eye, I remove your eyes too, so that you feel the pain. Because this girl is not going to see for life, and it's something she did not cause. It's a war that is over her body just because she said no to a marriage that was arranged.
Back to your organization, I understand you work with survivors of such domestic violence. Tell me a little bit about the work you're doing and whether you have been in contact with this girl's family.
Yes, so Crown the Woman is a feminist organization that is supporting victims and survivors of sexual and gender-based violence. We have a national toll-free GBV hotline, 623, where survivors and their families and their relatives call in. And the kind of support we give include legal support, transportation of survivors to the hospital, survivors of rape, survivors of domestic violence, survivors of child marriage, for marriages, and all these kind of things. And we also give social support. We have group psychosocial support, individual psychosocial support, where our social workers visit in the house. And also we work together with support with other partners like UNFPA and provide temporary shelter as well to survivors.
Have you been in touch with this latest victim or her family?
There is a partner in WOW that was trying to reach out, and I heard from the family member that even there is no medication in WOW Teaching Hospital, even the family cannot afford medication for this girl. So many women are coming in. There is a group of women that is being led by EVE organization, Rita Lopedia, that is working together to ensure that we support this girl in whichever way we can. And also there is other groups like UNFPA is also supporting to ensure that the girl is airlifted to Juba for treatment.